Hello?
Hello, sir. I'm Sophia, and I'm calling from North 30. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm all right. You're calling from where?
From North 30. This is a professional public opinion research firm. We are interviewing residents of Miami-Dade County about some important issues. This is not, we are not selling anything, and this interview will take just only a few minutes. Would you be so kind to help me out with this service, sir?
I guess.
Oh, wonderful, then. Let me continue here to the next one. Just to be sure we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age?
52.
Okay, wonderful. Are you currently a resident of Miami-Dade County?
Am I a current resident? Yes.
Okay. And do you have any children under the age of 18 that live in your home for whom you are the primary caregiver, like regardless or whether they are your children or someone else's?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of local organizations or community institutions for each one. Please tell me if you have heard of the organization. If you have heard of them, just let me know. So, United mm-hmm. Way of Miami-Dade County?
United Way? Yeah, I've heard of it.
Thank you. Now, United Way of... Let me see. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the United Way of Miami-Dade County?
I have no opinion. I haven't had any interactions with them.
Oh, I see. Thank you, sir. Miami-Dade County Homeless Trust? Have you heard about that?
No.
Okay. Let's move next. The Children's Trust?
Children's Trust?
Mm-hmm. Have you
heard
about
it? Yeah, I've heard of it. Yeah, I've heard of it, but I haven't had any interaction.
Oh, I see. Thank you. Have you ever searched for information about programs and services for children and their family?
No.
No? Okay. If you wanted to, let me see. Let's say, if you wanted to search for information about programs and services for children or in your care and your family, which one of the following would you most likely use? Ask my child's doctor, use an app on your smartphone, for example, to call the 211 helpline, ask my child's teacher care or child care, search the internet using something like Google, visit a specific website, online community, for example, WhatsApp or Facebook groups, ask a friend or a family member, or you wouldn't like to answer.
Mm-hmm. I'll probably ask a family member.
I'm sorry?
I would probably inquire to a family member.
Okay, so let's say... Okay, thank you. Let's move next. Now, we are going to go into a little bit more detail regarding one local institution in particular, and for this survey, we'll be talking about the Children's Trust. We are almost done, sir, so thank you so much for your time.
Mm-hmm.
How had you primarily learned about the Children's Trust? Do you remember if it was your own children or grandchildren took part in the program by the Children's Trust? It was a general word of now from older parents, teachers, friends, or family, advertising that you saw or heard for the Children's Trust?
Probably I read it in a newspaper. I've read it somewhere.
Oh, I see. So let's say that advertising. Have you ever specifically searched for information about programs founded by the Children's Trust?
No.
No? Thank you. Let's move next. Have you ever visited the Children's Trust website?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you, sir. Based on your familiarity with the work of the Children's Trust, would you say it is in, how do you say, would you say it's in its impact on Miami-Dade County as positive, negative, or not impact? You think it's very positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, very negative, or no impact?
I don't know enough
to have opinions.
Yeah, I can't really give an opinion because I haven't had an interaction with it.
I see. Thank you, sir. When considering the work of the Children's Trust of Miami-Dade County, in a few words, how would you characterize or describe the impact that the Children's Trust have in the community? But I know that you said already that you haven't interacted that much, right?
I haven't interacted at all. Okay. And, you know, I've been coaching children for years. So, I mean, I probably wouldn't be a father or a grandfather. That would be more or less something left to a mother or a grandmother.
I see. All right. So let me be here that you have not interacted at all. Now, let's moving next. I'd like to provide you with a little bit more information regarding the Children's Trust. The Children's Trust of Miami-Dade County, it's a dedicated source of revenue established by voters and founded by property taxes with the goal of improving the lives of children and families in Miami-Dade by founding high-quality programs. Knowing this, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the Children's Trust, just based on what I mentioned before. You will say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
Well, if I had to take a dive into it, I would think it, for me, it would be unfavorable because I think that's the parents' or the grandparents' role.
And that would be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable on that case.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. Thank you, sir. Would you say why?
Because I think the family unit has to do that, not a government program.
Not a government program. Thank you so much for your time, sir. We are almost done with this, and please stay with me. Prior to this interview, were you aware that Children's Trust offered programs and services to children and families throughout South Miami-Dade County?
No.
No. Thanks, sir. Have you ever heard or seen any advertising about the Children's Trust? I remember you said yes, right?
I might have read it, but I didn't go into it. I didn't go deep into it.
I see. And where have you most often heard or seen advertisement about the Children's Trust? You think on television, radio, buses,
probably billboards, newspapers, articles, magazine articles.
Wonderful.
I read a lot, so I'm sure it's still reading.
I see, sir. Moving next, when searching for local Miami-Dade County news and information, which of the following do you use most frequently? The newspaper or magazines, online, television, radio, social media, or other?
Oh, wow. I would go with social media.
Social media. All right. Thank you, sir. We are almost done with our survey. We just want to have a few more questions for classification purposes. Which of the following best describes your ethnicity? Would you say a Hispanic, Latino, Cuban, Haitian, or other?
Other.
Other. Thank you, sir. Which of the following racial classifications would you consider yourself to be? White, Anglo, Black, or African American, Asian, or multiracial? Would you like me to?
I'll have to. Yeah, please.
It will be like white Anglo, Black or African American, Asian, or multiracial.
Multiracial.
Multiracial. Thank you. What is your marital status? Single, not married or divorced, separated, married or living with a partner?
I'm married.
Okay. Thanks, sir. Now, do you own or rent your current residence?
Yes, I own.
Own. Thank you. How long have you lived in Miami-Dade County?
Less than 5 years. All my life. Oh, 52 years.
52 years, but let's put here more than 20 years. Thank you so much. Now, what is your annual household income before taxes? Would you say it's less than 25,000, between 25,000 and 50,000?
80,000.
Okay, let's put it between here. Thank you, sir. Now, would you be so kind to provide me with the zip code of your home address?
33056.
33056.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. What region of Miami-Dade County do you live in? Is it the Northeast Miami, Northwest, or South
it's
Miami?
The Miami Gardens. Miami Gardens. The North.
The Northwest. Okay. Thank you, sir. This concludes our survey. I thank you very much for your participation. This is so important so we can get to the right information. So thank you so much for your time, sir. Have a good rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you.